Ladies and gentlemen, this week, God chose Mitchell's Plain to visit us here. We've had three unforgettable nights of his power, of salvation, and of healing. Tonight is the final night. Your portion is in tonight's campaign. Your healing is in tonight's campaign. And God has anointed his servant once again. And without wasting any more time, join me with joy and excitement to receive Evangelist Dagua Mills.
Hallelujah. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is still the same. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. For with God, nothing is impossible. It's not possible to be impossible. And with God, every promise has come. For we know surely all things. Lift your hand and sing it. I expect a miracle today. Nothing is impossible to those who believe and say. I believe God's word is there.
I expect a miracle.
I expect a miracle today.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this chance to receive salvation, healing, and your great blessing for Mitchell's Plain, for Cape Town. Thank you, Lord. What a blessing. What an opportunity we have tonight. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead by your great power tonight. Thank you. I ask for the angels of the Lord to be released into this place. Heal and deliver, Lord, by your power, by your mighty spirit, in Jesus' name. And everybody shouted amen. Amen. Tonight is your night for your greatest miracle. You may be seated if you have a seat. I want to thank the pastors once again for having us with you here in Cape Town. We have been so blessed and encouraged. Thank you so much for welcoming us. And my prayer is that God is going to make your work easier and better. And your light will shine throughout the whole of Africa. In Jesus' name, God bless you. Tonight, I'm preaching from an old story that everybody knows. Well, I don't know if you all know it, but it's the story of the prodigal son. This is a story that Jesus told us. He said a certain man had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me." And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together and took his journey into a far country. And there he wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husks that the swine did eat, but no man gave unto him, And when he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough and to spare? And I perish here with hunger. I will arise and I will go to my father, and I will say unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee, and I am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of thy hired servants. And he arose and he came to his father. And but while he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in thy sight, and I am not worthy to be called thy son. But the father said unto his servants, bring forth the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet, and bring hither the fatted calf and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. Amen. This is a famous story that Jesus told us. The first thing we can see from this story is that a certain man had two sons. All right? And the younger of them decided to go away. So, one of the things you realize is that it was only one of the sons who decided to leave his father's house. So sometimes you have people thinking that everybody is doing what is wrong. But one of the sons decided to do what is right and stayed with his father. And the other one took off and went on a long journey. So, I don't know who you are, but maybe you may be thinking to yourself that everybody is doing bad things. But no, the man had two sons. One of them was doing wrong things, but the other one was doing right things. So, you know, somebody said, oh, I want to go to hell. We'll all be there, the whole party. We are going to have fun. Bob Marley will be there. And other singers and dancers will all have, we'll have fun together. But you see, you may be surprised that the person you think will be in hell will go to heaven. And when you get there, you'll be asking at the data center for his address in hell. But you find out that he went to heaven. And they say, oh, where is this guy? We were two of us. So no, he didn't come here at all. Yeah. So those of you who take consolation in the fact that, oh, we are all taking drugs. We are all stealing. We are all killing. We are all doing bad things. It's something we all do. You got to be careful. Because you find out to your amazement that not everybody is doing that. There are some people who are really serving God. There are people who are really strong Christians. And they don't have any intention of doing those things. So don't look around and say, hey man, we're all going to be together in hell. You and I. We are going to groove all night long. We're going to dance in hell. You know, I have a friend, you know, he was telling me how something that happened that really helped him to get converted. He said, you know, I was a nightclub person, always going to nightclubs and dancing, fooling, boozing, doing everything that is you shouldn't really be doing. So one day, they were coming home and they had an accident. And when they had the accident, one of his friends died, but he didn't die. And still, he wouldn't change. Then, he continued going to nightclubs. And one day, when they were coming back about 2 a.m., 3 a.m., he told his friend as they were driving at top speed. You see, sometimes when you are high, the demons will tell you, drive faster. It's too slow. Faster. Faster so that you can feel the wind and experience the power of the car. The car that you've stolen. You can feel the power of the car. So, they started driving faster. Then he told his friend, Chale, in Ghana, Chale means, you know, like, hey, friend. So he said to him, Chale, do you have some music in the car? And the guy said, yeah, just put in one of the tapes. In those days, they were using tapes. So he took the tape. He was the co-pilot. And his friend was the pilot. So he took the tape and he put it in. To his amazement, it was not music. There was no music on the tape. Do you know what was on the tape? Preaching, preaching. So he told his friend, hey, what is this? Preaching. He said, since when did you start listening to preaching? The guy said, Chale, we have to secure ourselves. We have to secure ourselves. The guy said, look, you never know. So I've been secretly listening to these tapes. Hey! So you see, as they were going in the car, faster and faster, faster and faster, faster and faster. If they had crashed that night, the guy would have, when you die, you come out of your body. You see, when you die, like that, you come out of your body and you see your body lying there. So the two of them would have died, come out of their bodies, and when you die and you don't know God, demons come for you to take you down to hell. But when you know God and you are saved, angels, the Bible says when Lazarus died, angels came on the scene. Angels are faster than Cape Town police. They arrive on the scene instantly. Hey! And the angels came on the scene and carried Lazarus away to heaven. So you may have thought that it is two of you. So when you die and you come out, you see your friend there, you see your body here, your head is broken in two, this one, your neck is broken, you are all there. Then suddenly angels will come for your friend and you will be standing there when demons come to take you. Say, hey, let's go down. I said, no, no. I've been listening to preaching messages. I changed. Last week, I changed. I gave my life to Jesus. Hey! Hallelujah! So those of you who think that, oh, we are all going to hell. No. The Bible says a certain man had two sons. One of them stayed. One of them went on this journey. So don't think everybody. No. There are many young men, many young women who have turned around. I can show you people here who used to be gangsters, who used to be drug addicts. Today they are serving God. They are Christians. They are born again. So don't think everybody is just going down that road. Hallelujah. Now, the Bible says, the younger one said to his father, Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. Notice that it was not the older one, but the younger. Because the Bible says, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Foolishness. That's why the Bible says, remember your creator in the days of thy youth. Remember your creator when you are a young man. The most important time to remember God is when you are young. There are some people who say, oh, as for church, when I grow up, I will retire from doing bad things and I'll give my life to God. But you see, you may not get to that age and you may die before. So what about if you die before you get the chance to turn around and come to God? What are you going to do? I've met people who even have children and they say, oh, you know what my children are doing? That's what I used to do. We all change with time. But what you must realize is that some people don't have the privilege of getting to a certain age. You know, I am a doctor. I remember one of the things we have to do as a doctor is what we call a post-mortem examination. That is to examine and sometimes do something like a kind of operation on a dead body. Yeah. So when I was in medical school, you know, I had to go to the mortuary. What do you call it? A morgue or mortuary? Mortuary? Mortuary, yeah. Mortuary to do this, learn how to do this postmortem. Hey! When I went there, I was shocked. Because, what a shock! I thought I would see only old people in the mortuary. Dead, only old dead people. I thought everybody in the mortuary was going to have gray hairs. I was amazed. There were old people, all right. There were young people. There were children. But what I remember is something like 10-year-old children. And there were even babies. There were little, small, newborn babies. 2-year-old babies, 9-year, 10, 20, 30. And the first postmortem that I did was on a 16-year-old girl. Yes. You know, that day when I stood and looked at her body lying there with, we have knives and saw to cut open the head and all kinds of things. I thought to myself, this girl never planned or imagined that this Monday morning she's going to be lying on this table to be dissected into little pieces like meat. You see, the Bible says nobody knows the day that God will call you and say, hey, you, come tomorrow. Yeah. Nobody knows. When you stand under a mango tree, you don't only see brown leaves, old brown leaves. You see green leaves and brown leaves. Old leaves fall, green fresh leaves also fall. It's not only old people who die. Old people die. Young people die. All ages die. Today, you must ask yourself, if you are a young man and foolishness has entered into you, you are determined to be foolish till you are old. Then when you are old, you say, I'm now a Christian. I've retired. When you have no more strength to fight and to do bad things, you say, I'm now giving my life to God. You may not get there. You may not get there. You may not get there. So, this is the time to turn to God when you are young. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. I remember some years ago, my neighbor, I was staying at home with my parents, and my neighbor, my best friend, I used to play with him all the time. We had a special game. We used to play football, a kind of football, between his house and my house across the street. So we used to play, and when the cars come, they should come and pass. We continue playing. One day I heard a sound. Oh! He was dead. Yeah. We were young. My friend, we're all young. I had wailing from just across. We were the same age. Same age. He died. And I'm still alive. Nobody knows the day or the hour God will call you. Amen. And then the third important thing is that when this boy, you see, you can see some bad traits. I don't know whether you do that in South Africa. Your father is alive. You go and tell him, Daddy, I don't know when you will die. It seems you are too well to die early. I need you to tell me what you have for me. Because I don't know when you are going to die. And if you have anything, I can't wait for you to die. I've been waiting too long for you to die, and you are just not dying. Do you do such things in South in Cape Town? Is it a nice thing to do that? You can see there's something wrong with this guy. Yes. And the Bible says his father divided unto them his living and gave him. Here you are. I want this. Let me be free. I want to have my work. I want to do what I want to do. I don't know. I can't stay in this house any longer. I can't stay under this roof. There are too many restrictions. Too many restrictions. I need to be free. You see, when you are 18, you are mature. You can do what you want to do. You can't tell me what to do anymore. If you have anything for me, just give it to me now. Hey! The father was afraid. And he called his secretary and signed a check. He said, here you are. The son looked at it and said, is that all? What a shock. Is that all you have? All this, is this what you have? And the Bible said, not many days after, he took his journey into a far country. Hey! As far from God, you see, people have gone far from God, as far as possible. But tonight, God is calling you, come back. Come back home. Come back to God. This boy took his journey to a far country, as far from God as possible. Hey! Look at your life today. Many of us have gone so far, out of range, out, far from God. But God is calling you, come back. Come home. Come home today. Come to God today. Come back to Jesus. Come back to where you belong. You don't belong to the devil, you belong to God. And when he was far from God, the Bible says, there he wasted his substance on riotous living. He wasted his life. Some of you, wasting your life, wasting your body, You can see that you are destroying yourself. Destroying yourself with evil, immorality, injecting yourself with HIV, injecting yourself with drugs that are affecting your life, wasting away. Look at a nice person like you. So nice. You are too nice to go to hell. You are too nice to go to hell. God created you in his image. The devil and his angels want to take you to hell with them. They want you to go to hell. That is Satan's mind for you. He wants to take you on a mindless journey. One day, a man of God had a vision. In the vision, he saw people going on a journey. They were on a road, rushing, and they were going fast. But they didn't know at the end of the road there was a steep cliff. And they were all, the people were rushing over the cliff and falling down. Tonight, my friend, I don't know how far you've gone and how you are wasting your whole life away. But God sent me to tell you, he likes you so much. He loves you. Look at my hand. Look at my hand. You see my hand? You see this hand? God sent me to stretch out this hand to you and invite you to come back. Come back to God. Come back home. Come home where you belong. Come to Jesus who died for you. Come back to God. Wasting. Some of you girls, wasting your life with one boy after the other. You, by the time you finish sleeping with so many people, you feel valueless. Valueless. That is what it means to waste your life. You have wasted his substance, wasted what God had given you until you have no value. No value. One lady, she was so depressed at her uselessness. She felt, I'm so useless. So she decided to kill herself. And she was sitting in the living room with her little son. She just had one son, no husband. And she was crying, said, I want to end it all. So she took the yellow pages. I don't know if you have yellow pages. You call it yellow pages. To look for any pastor. So she just opened and she saw a pastor so and so. So she decided to call a pastor and just tell the pastor, this is what I'm going to do. She called and a pastor answered. She said, Pastor, I'm so useless, I'm so worthless. Because you see, when you go far and you waste your life, you feel useless, worthless. Many prostitutes cry every night. They cry. Look at me. I'm not even a human being. I've gone below an animal. She cried. She said, Pastor, I'm going to kill myself. Pastor said, don't kill yourself. He said, why? What is wrong? She said, when my little boy grows up. When my little boy grows up and says, Mommy, Mommy, where is Daddy? Who is Daddy? She said, I wouldn't know. I don't know who Daddy is. I have no idea. Who is the daddy of my little boy? He is the son of 1,000 fathers. I don't know which one is the father. She said, I'm useless. I want to kill myself. And the pastor prayed. He said, oh God, tell me something to tell this lady. Give me a word for this lady. She said, I'm going to kill myself. And the pastor said, listen to me. Listen. God gave him a scripture. He said, though your sins are red like scarlet, they shall be white as wool. Though your sins are red like blood, they shall be white as snow. The blood of Jesus can wash away your sins, your mistakes, and make you a new person. Shout hallelujah. Yes. She wasted her substance on riotous living. She wasted. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every man to his own way. But the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of that all. Rebellion. Wasting your life. But tonight God is calling you and he says, come back home. Then the Bible says there arose a mighty famine. And he began to be in want. You see, a mighty famine is something you cannot control. You see, so far, he had had all the money. And like his elder brother later reported, the boy had wasted his life on girls, harlots, and on riotous living, wild living. And now the money was finished. And there arose a mighty famine. Look, my friend, there are coming things you cannot control. Yes, you can't control it. There are things your money, cannot control. There are things the powers you think you have cannot control. Hey, leave me alone. But there is coming something that all this shouting and your behavior and your misbehavior cannot control. The Bible says there arose a mighty famine. Mighty. That was out of his control. And he began to be in want. And no man gave unto him. The very people who you fool around with cannot help you and will not help you. When they look at you and your beauty is gone, they say, oh, who would like to marry such a wasted girl? All the boyfriends you've had, they look at you and say, no. One day I had an uncle called Uncle James. And listen. He told me, he said, when he was in the university, there was a very bad boy who used to sleep with all the girls. Hey! Today he's riding this one. Tomorrow he's riding that one. Hey! So one day, he met this guy quietly on his own, and he asked him, who are you going to marry of all these girls you've been riding all over the place? And he was surprised at the boy's answer. The boy, this wild guy, he pointed to a quiet scripture union virgin, a virgin Mary. He saw a virgin Mary, said that this is the one I'm going to marry. Yeah. All these wild girls, I'm just using them as a waste paper. I'm just using it to wipe things around. But the real person I want to marry, I don't want something that has been used over and over and over and over. That's what Uncle James told me. Tonight, God is calling you to come back from a wasted life. That's why we used to sing that song, wasted years, oh how foolish. I wasted my life. I wasted my time. How foolish. He began to be in want. No one was helping him. Hey! Now, instead of finding the proper solution and coming to Jesus, coming back home, he now went further to things that could not help him. He went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. And the citizen of the country made things worse by sending him to feed swine, pigs. You see, most of you eat pork. So You don't understand this story. If you want to understand this story, you have to go to Israel. One day I was in Israel, in Jerusalem, and I went to a hotel. I was in the hotel where I was living, and then it was dinner time. So I look on the menu. I saw fish, birds, animals, cows, everything was in the menu. So I said, do you have pork? And they said, pork? What? No, we don't have pork yet. Not at all. Whoa, whoa. Whoa, we don't have pork yet. What? Pork? Here in Jerusalem, there is no pig here. We don't have any pigs here. So what you people don't understand is that for this guy to be sent to feed, not only was he in their neighborhood or even eat them, but he was feeding them. And then he wanted to eat some of their food. So he would struggle, say, hey, give me. And the pig would say, hey! These are animals which nobody has in town. And now you are struggling. You are falling to the lowest. Give me some. And you see, pigs are very slippery. You cannot catch them. When you hold, you just. Hey! Some of you, you have a problem with this boy, and instead of coming to Christ after your heart is broken, you rather go from James, you go to John. Hey! You are going deeper. From John, you go to Peter. Hey! God! From Peter, you are going to Thomas. Instead of coming to Christ, you are going to another boyfriend. Yes. You see, people, you need to know the solution to your drugs, the solution to your sickness, the solution to your fooling and your wretched lifestyle is found in Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world. Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No one can go to the Father except he comes through me. This is what Jesus said. Come to me. Jesus said, come to me. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. Come to me. Jesus is calling you. Come, come, come. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Come to the cross. Come to God. He said, he that come to me, in no wise will I turn him away. Yes. So he went and joined himself to a citizen of the country. And he began to be in want. No man gave unto him. And one day, he came to his senses. He began to think correctly. For the first time in his life. Tonight, God is telling you to think correctly. And not think correctly, think correctly quickly. Yes. Let me tell you something. Listen. You know, people who are fooling around, they don't know how real and how dangerous it is as you keep going further and further away from God. But I remember this story of an Assemblies of God pastor. Do you know Assemblies of God? Yeah. It's one of the good churches we have. Now, there was a pastor of an Assemblies of God church. And one day, He was invited to preach somewhere. So he went to preach. And he was there for the weekend. So he finished preaching the last day, Sunday. And he came to his hotel room to sleep. He was going back to his town or wherever on Monday. When he entered his room, he was amazed. Jesus appeared to him in his room and said to him, come. I heard you preaching the whole weekend. Follow me. And the Lord Jesus took him down into hell. When he got to hell, he was amazed at the things he saw. Hey! People wailing, people screaming. Now, this Assemblies of God pastor, what happened was that when he was in university, he was not a serious Christian. But something happened whilst he was in university, and he turned back to God. He came back to God. And when he came back to God, he even decided to go to Bible school. That's how come he was now an Assemblies of God pastor. So his roommate in university was surprised when he left and went even to Bible school. Anyway, when they got down into hell, they saw people wailing, gnashing of teeth. Gnashing of teeth means, oh no, I should have gone. I should have given my life. That's gnashing of teeth. He saw people screaming, wailing. Hey. I remember when my wife was having a baby one time. She was in pain. And she started speaking French. Yeah. She started speaking French. You see, there are different types of pain that can even change your language. Yes. Hey. He saw people screaming, wailing. Then he came to the surprise of his life. Alex, come here. He came to the surprise of his life. Listen, he came to the surprise of his life. He came to a part of hell, and who should he see there? His roommate from university, his friend. He was in the same room with him in hell. When he saw him, said, what? I don't know his name. When did you come? Remember, it was Sunday. And his roommate told him, I came here on Friday. Friday! How did you come here on Friday? And his roommate told him, there was an accident, a car accident, and I died on Friday. Like, the people in hell know when they died and how they died. He told him, I died on Friday. And I came here on Friday. That's when I came to check in. Listen carefully, those of you who think we are joking. Listen carefully. When he finished speaking to the guy, the Lord Jesus brought him back to his hotel room. Don't go home. Don't be worried about the rain. This, in hell, there is not even one drop like this. You better appreciate these drops. They are showers of blessing, I tell you. These are showers of blessing. Listen. When he came back to his room, he called his mother. And his mother told him on Monday, do you know that your roommate died on Friday? Do you know that your roommate died on Friday? And he was amazed. He was amazed. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight God is calling you to come to him before it is too late. Think correctly and think quickly. Everybody stand up. I want to pray with you now. Tonight, if you are here and you want to give your life to Jesus Christ, you want to say, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God. I don't want to go to hell. Don't go away. A few drops will not harm you. If you are here, you want to say, Pastor, please pray with me. I want to give my life to Jesus. I want to come back home to God today. I don't want to go to hell. Then lift up your right hand right now, and I'm going to pray with you. And if you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front quickly. Come quickly. Run. Because of the rain, run. I don't want to go to hell. I want Jesus. Come. You may be a gangster. You may be a drug addict. You may be a liar. You may be a thief. You may be whatever. Come. Lift your hand and come to God. Tonight, God is inviting you. Keep coming. So many people have come to Jesus already. This is your night. I said, this is your night. This is your night. This is your night. Come on, my friend. Come on, my brother. Come to God. Let me pray with you. Come to Jesus Christ. Tonight, God wants to change you. God is calling you. He says, come back. Come back to God. Tonight is your night of miracle, of healing, of salvation. Come on, come from the back. I want to pray with you. This is your night of salvation. 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 Come on, my friend. Don't go to hell. Clap for them as they come. Come to God. Come to Jesus. Come to God. Come to Jesus. What an opportunity. What a blessing. Come to Jesus. Come to God. What a blessing. What a blessing. Now lift up your hands, everybody, and say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Everybody lift your hands. Say, Lord Jesus. Thank you for tonight. Please forgive me for my sins. Oh God, I am a sinner. I know I am a sinner. Please have mercy on me. Please wash away my sins. I am coming to God. I am coming to Jesus. I'm turning around. Say, I'm turning around. I'm turning around. I am repenting. Tonight, I lift my hands up. I surrender my life to Jesus. I surrender my life to God. Thank you, Jesus. Please write my name. Everybody say, write my name in the book of life. Jesus, please write my name in the book of life. From today, I belong to God. I belong to Jesus, and I will serve Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. I love you, Jesus. Wave your hand, say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. I will follow you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Did you get one of these books? Lift up your book if you have your book. Wow, what a blessing. Father, thank you. Lift your book up right now. Father, let this book be a blessing to everybody here and a point of contact for miracle, salvation, and repentance forever. Thank you. Follow up the people through these books, oh Lord, I pray. Let their life never be the same again. In the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody shout amen.